This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Research shows that many Australians underestimate the importance of having a will. But experts argue that planning for your loved one's future should be a priority, regardless of age, socioeconomic status and ethnicity. According to a 2015 study, only older Australians and those with significant assets most commonly had a will in place. Adam Steen, Professor of Practice at Deakin University, led another large-scale study 2 years later. It showed that almost half of those surveyed did not have a will in place.
Basically, you get the same things. Most people don't want to engage in the discussion about wills and deaths and estates and all that kind of stuff. There's a large proportion of people, you know, roughly about 50% or just under 50%.
Professor Steen says various misconceptions and superstitions are among the reasons that people refrain from making a will.
What we find is that there's a large proportion of people who don't think that they need a will. There's also a significant proportion of people who think if they make a will, they're going to die. Some people think we don't have enough money, we're not old enough. Those factors really apply across the board, not just in ethnic communities, but also Anglo-Saxon communities as well.
When someone dies without a will, it is called intestacy, and the distribution of assets then takes place according to the rules of intestacy. Solicitor Dean Kalimnios says having a will in place can save a family the hassles of going through this situation.
People think that wills are something that basically concern people nearing the end of their life, and not to be morbid about it, you never know when that's going to be. So it's always a good idea to plan ahead. Another misconception is this idea that if you don't have a will, the state gets all of your assets, and that's not true either. There are laws which state exactly what happens in that situation, but obviously if you die intestate, which means without making a will, in those situations it's a little bit more complicated in terms of what the laws say about who gets your assets and your estate.
The order of inheritance without a will depends on your state or territory's rules of intestacy. But Mr. Kalimnios says those rules might not reflect how a person would have wanted to prioritise the family for bequeathing the assets.
Estates are sometimes complex. People may have business interests, people may have shares, people may have different types of property, and the will really helps you work out how you're going to dispose of those assets. There might be something that you really want to bequeath to a grandchild, a family heirloom or something of significance or something shared between both of you, and a will is the best way to do that.
While online do-it-yourself will kits are a rising trend in Australia, getting legal advice is considered a safer option to avoid mistakes. But it's not just solicitors providing professional assistance. You can get your will written by the public trustee, a government office operating in each state or territory. Public trustees still charge, but fees are regulated, nominal or fee-to-service. Fee exemptions may also apply for pensioners and people over 60. Michael Spiegel is the Executive General Manager of the Trustee Services Division at the Public Trustee for Victoria. He points out that having a will is important not just for asset distribution, but also for nominating guardians for minors.
If they don't have a will, then the guardianship of that individual is decided upon by the laws of the state, and they go down through different relatives that are available and appropriate, all the way through to perhaps putting that child in foster care, assisted guardianship. So that's why, you know, we always advocate it's really important that you have guardianship taken care of through your will, because if not, then a decision may be made for you that's against the wishes of the legal guardians or parents.
Mr. Spiegel points out that this is critical for migrants in Australia who have children under the age of 18 but may not have other family network in the country.
So myself, for example, my children are born in two different countries, and when my wife and I set up the will, we nominated guardians here in Australia because our children grew up in Australia. We thought if we passed away, of all that destruction, how dramatic of an event that would be for them. For them to go back to countries they never knew would be even more dramatic for them. And so we wanted to make sure that we had identified our closest friends here who were willing to take care of our children in that eventuality.
During years of preparing wills for his clients, Dean Kalimnios has encountered instances when the clients' ethnic backgrounds interfered with concepts of inheritance and distribution. He says wills act as a safeguard against uncertainty.
In general situations, it just makes life easier and clearer because people know what the deceased wanted. In some migrant communities, the conception of property itself differs from the Anglo-Celtic view. Family property is considered just that, something that everyone gets to share, whereas obviously the Australian legal viewpoint, the idea of property, how it's evolved, is it's yours, you have the right to do with it what you will, and then there are family pressures as to the distribution. And in certain communities, the would-be heirs tend to have more of a say as to what their parents do.
Michael Spiegel says tensions in the family in the absence of a will are not unique to any particular culture, recounting his experience at the Victorian State Trustees.
The deceased person's wishes were not known and were not explained clearly, then it leaves a lot of ambiguity, and that's where we see a lot of conflict. Make sure you have everything in place that you want, and the best situation is not only to have it in place, but to have the conversations with so the family knows what's going to happen. There's no surprises.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.